What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Currently listening to Kahuna Beats with Joga Bola from ODC. I'm DJ Firefly. This is Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. At the end of the last hour, you heard Wheel Up with Self-Healing Machine from Two Thoughts 2019. You can see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org. And also feel free to check out my website at DJFirefly.com.
Thank you.
currently listening to 1STR1C3 with Disco Cielo from Tortatrom 21. Gaspard Auger right before this with Pentacle from Escapades. Also Brittany Howard before that with History Repeats, the Jungle Remix. That's from Jamie Reimagined. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT. You can see the whole playlist online at wrct.org.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
Thank you. What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You just heard Love Good Fail with Weekend, the Hanzo Good Fail remix. Before that, Bird with Delete for the Nomo EP. Right now you're listening to Mr. T with the tune Celebration from his upcoming release, Soul Shower.
Music is like an attraction to the form of your mind.
Okay, men. This is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're gonna go out there and be an all-star caregiver. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You gotta dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Show the world that you're tougher than tough. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
You just heard Woken Balance with Proxima Centauri from Streetlight Volume 2. Before that, Kid Knot with Hologram. And right now I have Peace Orchestra with Meister Pitz, the Beanfield remix. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT. You can see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org.
Thank you.
currently listening to Kilowatts and Point Bender with the Western Wolf dub. Before this one, John Tejada and Ulrich Krieger with Silver Sonic, the Josh Wink interpretation. That's about it for me for today. I'm DJ Firefly. You've been listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. I'll have another show for you again next week. And feel free to check out my website, djfirefly.com, and also our schedule online at wrct.org.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
For those of you concerned with your health and the new USDA organic product standards, WRCT Pittsburgh would like to inform you that all our DJs are genetically modified to bring you best music.
I want to start today by talking about Texas. Texas is a state that for so many years we keep hearing, this is the year that Texas might change. This is the year that due to demographic shifts, it might no longer be a red state. This is the year a Democratic candidate might win the presidential election in 2020. It was theorized that maybe Joe Biden could. It didn't ultimately happen. And we've been talking more and more about Texas, including yesterday on the bonus show, which I hope, I mean, the bonus show at this point, award winning and world famous. If you're not getting the bonus show, what are we doing, folks? Yesterday on the bonus show, I told you, I'm very happy to hear that Democrat Beto O'Rourke is looking very strongly, as the kids say these days, at running for governor in Texas in 2022 against the incumbent Republican governor, Greg Abbott. Greg Abbott is horrible. I mean, really just a horrible person. And has been an absolute disaster for Texas. And I'm just as thrilled to tell you today that Greg Abbott's approval rating is continuing to collapse and crater and decline, as it should, based on what he has done as governor of Texas. And this could shape up to be a major win for Democrats in next year's midterm. So let's quantify this first, and then we'll talk more qualitatively. What are the numbers in Texas? Well, Greg Abbott's job approval is now down to just 45%. This is a Republican governor in a Republican state that increasingly has purple elements to it, for sure. 54% of Texans say the state is going in the wrong direction. Before COVID, Abbott's approval was 59%. It's now 45%. That's a decline of 14 percentage points. Look at how much of a disaster Abbott's ideology and leadership have been for Texas. On COVID, he's been on the side of the virus, quite frankly. He's been on the side of opposing ever really closing much of anything. His lieutenant governor, Dan Patrick, famously went on TV in was it May of 2020? It was very early, June maybe, and said, "We've got to keep things open, folks. And grandma's willing to sacrifice herself for the good of the economy," by which he meant, of course, the stock market. The Abbott administration has been on the side of opposing masking requirements and making them more difficult to pass. The Abbott administration has been opposing vaccination requirements and or making them more difficult to put in place. And Texas deaths are spiking pretty badly. This has been one of the worst run states on COVID, period, under the vague and almost meaningless and satirical at this point heading of freedom and liberty. So that's COVID, total disaster. But then look at energy. They love to brag in Texas, Republicans do, about we've got this big, bad, independent electrical grid. We're not linked to any other states, including any blue states. We do our own thing. We do our own generation and blah, but we don't need anybody else. And thanks to that very system, last winter, Texas experienced major blackouts. They tried to blame it on frozen wind farms. And of course, we debunked that. Total and complete humiliation for their liberty-minded electrical grid. This past summer, due to the heat, this summer, what I mean is a couple months ago, Texas was going in and just adjusting people's thermostats to try to reduce electrical demand. Now, to be clear, the customers that had that happen, they did opt into that. But it's not common that it actually has to be done by the electrical company. Just one disaster after another. And as I said yesterday, I'm very excited about Beto O'Rourke challenging Greg Abbott. This is building my belief even more that the 2022 midterms could be some of not only the most interesting from an observer standpoint, but some of the most consequential midterms in a long time.